Truthspresso, Episode 4.
Face it, we all would rather sleep in this morning. That's why God gave us espresso, to kickstart our zombified corpses into hyperdrive. And now, giving your mind and soul the morning shot of truth it craves. This is Truthspresso with Daniel Minnick.
Well, hey there, wherever, whenever you're listening, welcome to Truthspresso. My name is Daniel Minnick, and in this episode, it's going to be great. This might step on our toes a little bit, depending on what your vices are, but for now, in this episode, we are going to look at four habits that will nickel and dime away your savings. We're going to look at four habits that might actually be costing you your retirement. Now, if that doesn't scare you a little bit, then maybe you might want to skip this episode. You might want to just turn it off. But if you're interested in saving money on something that you might even realize might be eroding your savings, then stick around. So we all have certain vices and guilty pleasures. Everyone has different interests. Everyone has different ways to feel comfortable and get rid of all that stress. There's different ways we do it. These vices will alleviate our stress. It will aid in relaxation and get us through the day. Some of these habits could be more destructive than others, and some could take a toll on both our wallet and our health, which inevitably leads to taking more of a toll on our wallet. So let's dive into this list, shall we? Now, this list is not something that I got from any particular website, but I built this list by looking at different websites, and I kind of ranked them. But it's possible that someone could spend more money on one of these habits than another one. But I ranked them mostly due to how much the average person who is addicted to this particular habit actually spends on it. So, without further ado, number 4, daily drive-through coffee. If you like your Starbucks every day, you might realize that that could be costing you. Now, let's consider that coffee is not necessarily a bad thing. In fact, a lot of research shows that there are health benefits for drinking one cup per day, or maybe even more than one cup per day. If it's moderate consumption of coffee every day, that can actually reduce the risk of diseases like Parkinson's or diabetes, liver diseases and heart diseases, certain kinds of cancer. So there are definite health benefits for drinking coffee. Now, could there be a wallet benefit for driving through Starbucks every day? Could that hurt your wallet? Now, let me just consider this. I wouldn't have called this podcast Truthspresso if I believed that coffee was all negative, now would I? So I do at work drink my daily single cup of coffee. There's some days at work I might skip coffee depending on how bad of a night I had the previous night. I might consider drinking two cups, but usually I just need to wake up with a simple little cup. It might even be a half a cup of coffee. So I appreciate coffee. I'm not a coffee connoisseur, but I can make use of coffee in moderation. But let's do some math, shall we? If we're talking about a daily drive through Starbucks or a stop in a Starbucks coffee shop, how much does it actually cost? How much does a daily run cost? Well, consider that the cost of a venti coffee with tax is $3. Now, $3 sounds like not a lot of money. You can certainly buy lots of things in life for more than $3. So if you're making, you're getting your work and making your pay, $3 a day just does not sound like much. But consider how much you might actually be spending if every weekday, 5 days per week, you're getting that $3 venti coffee. Now, we're just talking about plain old black coffee here for now. So 3 times 5 days per week is $15 per week you're spending. Now, $15 a week doesn't seem like much, but consider that's $15 a week on coffee alone. How much are you spending per month? Well, that's about $65 a month. And now we cover that over a year. That is $780 a year we're spending on coffee. Now, $780 a year really doesn't sound like a lot of money. Relatively speaking, it's not a whole lot. But think, you're leaking $780 a year on coffee alone. So now let's up that. There are people who do this twice a day. They get their coffee in the morning, and then to make it through the afternoon, they get their coffee in the afternoon during lunch break. Well, what does that add up to? That adds up to $30 a week. And how much per month? Well, now we're at $130 a month. That also now adds up to $1,560 a year. Now, that still might not sound like much, but think, $1,560 a year on coffee alone. Do we really need to spend that much money on coffee? Now consider if you're one of those people who don't really like plain old coffee and you get a latte for Starbucks. A latte at Starbucks is about $4.50 a day, so that ends up being $22.50 a week, $97.50 a month, and $1,170 a year on lattes. So think that really kind of dents your wallet a little bit. And of course, if you're getting a latte every single day, that might not be the best for your health either. So how many people would say that their highest monthly expense is that awful cable bill, those mean cable companies that just take the money right out of your wallet? You know, how much is the average cable bill? About $85 per month. So if you're one of these people who get a coffee every day from a coffee shop, is your cable bill the highest monthly expense? Well, hardly. A financial expert by the name of David Bach wrote a book called The Latte Factor. So he calls this effect the latte factor, namely, little seemingly insignificant expenses that add up significantly over time. And according to Rob Ashgar, who's a contributor to Forbes magazine, the coffee shop craze really is not simply about coffee, but about partaking in a social and cultural experience. So you might defend this habit if, you know, really you like to step foot into a coffee shop or even and smell the coffee and sit in a chair and relax and read some news while you smell that coffee. It might be one of those experience factors. Or even if you just go through the drive-thru, you just love that experience of being able to order order your cup and then drive up and have a nice, pleasant cashier hand you your coffee and wish you a nice day. I understand that if you really need to have your daily drive-through coffee for this experience, then perhaps you should go for it, but you might want to try to figure out how to cut expenses elsewhere. So, number four was their daily drive-through coffee. Number three, eating out for lunch at work. If you're one of those people who doesn't really want to be bothered with trying to cook a meal and brown bag it every day, and you go out to eat every day for lunch at work, you might want to keep tabs on how much you're spending, how much you're losing money right out of your wallet. So let's take, for example, the cheaper end of this spectrum. The typical fast food is about $6 a pop. So if you're spending $6 for lunch out every weekday, that amounts to $30 a week. It also amounts to $130 a month. Now, are we thinking about that $85 cable bill? That $85 is giving you, what, 200 channels that you could watch at any time, flip through the channels? But now, we're spending $130 a month on food alone, and you have nothing left over to show for it. This $130 a month turns into $1,560 a year that you really could be putting to savings or investing, but you're just consuming it away. You're eating your own money for lunch. So, I mean, some of us, if we work in the office, we know fellow co-workers who actually go out to eat at a sit-down restaurant every single weekday. Now, if you go to a sit-down restaurant every single weekday, that's going to bump up your lunch expense to about $10 to $12 a meal, depending on what you order. Now, if you go to a sit-down restaurant, you're also going to pay the tax and you have to pay a tip. So that bumps up our total to about $13 to $15 a meal. So how much does that add up to per week? So now, if you're going to a restaurant every lunch day, every lunchtime for your weekdays, you end up with $65 to $75 per week. So what is that a month? Now you're paying $282 to $325 per month. Yikes. What is that expense per year? $3,380 to $3,900 per year. That's almost $400 a year on lunch alone. Have mercy, that is a lot of money. Well, of course, just like the coffee, you might say, it's the experience. I like to be waited on. I like to sit down, order from a menu, and besides, it's not like I'm just going because I'm hungry. I love to go with my coworkers and socialize. I like to talk about the news or the sports and just really get to know my coworkers. It's the experience. It's not just about my stomach. Well, that experience is costing you a lot of money. So if you're willing to at least cut that back, maybe trying to do 3 days a week or 2 days a week, or maybe just celebrate on Fridays with 1 day a week going out to eat at a restaurant, that would seriously help your wallet. But then you might also argue, but I can't cook. Well, there's no time to learn like the present if you want to save some cash. If you're the adventurous type, maybe now would be the time to start learning how to cook. Well, all kidding aside, think about this. Not all things you eat for lunch are cooked. Maybe you like that, but not every lunch has to be cooked. You could get cold cuts from the grocery store and just quick whip up a cold cut sandwich, and that would be a lot cheaper than paying for a big meal at a restaurant. You could also make a smoothie. That would be a lot healthier, and it would likely be a lot cheaper than a meal at a restaurant. If you do cook, say, on the weekends, or maybe you do cook your own dinner, well, if you do that, you might consider making enough to have leftovers and then take your leftovers to work as your lunch. That would certainly save you paying the tab and paying a tip at a restaurant. There's also ways to cook something that you don't have to stand over a stove and know what you're doing. You can find lots of slow cooker recipes on the internet. Just get a good slow cooker for about $30 to $50, and then recipes will tell you how to just throw some ingredients into the slow cooker and then just set it on cook. And set it to cook for, say, 8 hours, and it will be cooking your dinner for you while you're at work. Or if you want to make lunch, you can set things up before you go to bed, and then it will be ready for you in the morning. You can just grab it, stick it in a container, put it in your lunchbox, and on you go. So there, if we can just research the internet, there are many ways that we can cut costs on our lunch bill by trying to make lunch ourselves. Number two, and this is getting more into the vice, lunch is not necessarily a vice, and daily drive-through coffee is not necessarily a vice that can hurt our bottom line, but those habits are not necessarily bad things. But number two on our list can turn into a bad thing: alcohol consumption. Now, according to ClarityWay.com, they have an infographic that shows the cost of drinks. You know, costs can vary widely depending on how many drinks of what and whether they are at home or at a bar. So if you're a very habitual drinker, let's do some consideration from Clarity Way's chart. According to Clarity Way, if you drink as little as 4 drinks of beer per week at home, then it's about $312 a year. That's actually cheaper than anything we've seen so far. But if you drink as many as 15 drinks of beer per week at a bar, if you just have to go to the bar for that social experience and you drink two drinks per day, about 15 drinks of beer per week, you're looking at $6,100 a year. And wine costs a little bit more than beer, so those amounts would go up a little bit. But if you're really a liquor person, it's going to be double that. You could be, if you're going to the bar and drinking 2 liquors per day, 15 drinks of liquor a week at a bar, you could be paying over $12,000 a year. That is some serious money. Just think about it. If you just didn't do that, you can buy a pretty nice new car in only 2 years. So as we considered with the lunch and the coffee, the bar experience factor is much like the coffee shop experience that a lot of people like. There, it's the social and environmental experience. But consider this. Just because you like an experience, you don't have to binge on it and eat away all your money. To binge on this type of thing as a habit is horrifyingly expensive. And this does not even begin to consider the costs of healthcare, the opportunity costs of lost job performance and less free time from being addicted to always having to have alcohol available. And of course, alcohol can affect your mind and damage your relationships. So really, if if you're going to be a drinker, now I'm going to say that I don't drink alcohol at all. I know that makes me a man from Mars or something like that, but I don't drink alcohol at all, so I don't suffer from this problem. But, you know, if you're an alcohol drinker, you might want to at least consider trying to drink in moderation. Try to drink very few, maybe one drink a day of something that you can get in the store and save yourself a lot of money. And of course, I would recommend if you can't avoid being addicted, then try to avoid alcohol in the first place. Now, number one, last but not least, smoking. Ooh, now this is one of those vices that, you know, actually has a lot of animosity. There's a lot of campaigns against smoking, and so smoking is number one on this list for a reason. It is a very, very costly habit, and it's one of the most destructive to your health. I mean, you know, most addictions to smoking, unlike coffee and going out to lunch on weekdays, smoking does not really exclude weekends. Most people who smoke every day, 365 days a year. So I looked up some statistics on thebalance.com. I will also include this link in the show notes. According to The Balance, that cites the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, an average of $6.28 is the cost per a pack of cigarettes. Now, this cost can vary rather significantly by state by state, depending on how much tax there is. But let's take that dollar amount. Let's say that a pack of cigarettes costs $6.28. So, if you smoke a pack a day, that is $43.96 per week. And now, what are we looking at per month? That's $191.02 per month. That is an expensive habit. So, that blasted expensive cable bill, it's killing my savings. Well, compared to the smoking habit of one pack a day, we're talking over twice the cost of a cable bill. What is the yearly expense? $2,292.20 per year on cigarettes. Well, many heavy smokers do a pack and a half to even two packs per day. So let's run those atrocious numbers now. Let's say a pack and a half a day, that's $65.94 a week, $286.53 a month. That is a lot to be paying a month for one product. And that results in $3,438.30 per year. Yikes. Well, let's up that a little bit. Let's go to two packs per day. Two packs per day is $87.92 per week. Remember, that is the monthly cable bill, and this is the expense per week per cigarettes. That's $382.03 a month and a whopping $4,584.40 a year. Think that can be close to $5,000 a year on cigarettes alone. And of course, considering the health wreckage that cigarettes cause, all that expense for the habit does not even begin to cover the inevitable costs of health care. So now we have discussed four habits that could be nickel and diming away your savings. Now let's just run a fun experiment. For fun, let's just see how much it would cost for someone who has all these habits at just a moderate level. You're a coffee drinker, you like to go out to eat every weekday, So $3, a $3 coffee for weekdays only, plus a $6 lunch for every weekday, plus four beers at home Monday through Thursday, and let's say we throw in two beers at the bar on Friday for a happy hour, and you also smoke one pack of cigarettes a day. So if we run the numbers, that adds up to $106.50 a week. Yikes. That's $461.50 per month. Think of that's the budget that many full family grocery budgets are. That's how much a family might spend on groceries to eat, all that different kinds of food and stuff. That's the budget for a month for groceries, and now you're spending all that money on just the habits of you. And so now that also amounts to $5,538 a year just to maintain experiential habits. So we have not accounted for the incredible savings yield this amount of money would be for these habits if it were invested and building compound interest. You could end up with tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars after several decades or into retirement that you just spent away on habits now that you could have cut. So let's consider, what about that evil cable bill? Well, personally, I would say cut the habits and the cable bill. I don't have a coffee habit. I don't have eating out for lunch at work habit. I don't drink alcohol and I don't smoke. Now, I'm not trying to puff myself up here, but because, you know, as I said at the beginning, everyone could have their little vices and their little habits. But as some advice on how to save a little more money, just reduce the drive-through coffee and eating out a little bit. Make them occasional prizes for being patient. If you're patient, doing this like once a week or once every 2 weeks or something like that, you can find that rewarding and your wallet will thank you.
Thank you for waking up with Truthspresso. Good morning and God bless your day.
Hey friends, Daniel Minnick here again. If you liked waking up to this episode of Truthspresso, I would really appreciate it if you would rate it on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or whatever application you use to listen to Truthspresso.